Hey John, how are you doing today?
Hello, I'm doing good.
Hey.
How about yourself?
I'm honestly doing pretty good, John. Thank you for asking. Appreciate it. John, my name is Mario. I'm actually one of the regional managers in the area. I'm gonna try to keep things pretty straight to the point with you. I hope you're okay with that. You know, I like to be mindful of people's time. Now, JS, I'm sorry, and ES, you've been in business just about how long?
I just opened up in December.
In December. Oh, okay. Congrats, brother. Okay.
Thank you.
So this is what we have to offer, John. Our company name is Local Splash. We've been in business for 20 years, and we've been premier Google partners for 20 years. I like to bring that up because in the States, there's only 40 companies that have premier partnerships to Google. We're one of them. So we had a position within the first page of Google that opened up for placement, and we're, you know, scattering the South Holland area to get that position filled in. So what we're proposing is to put JS and ES, right alongside of the companies that come up as first option. You have Precision Heating and Cooling, Four Seasons, Comfort Air, S&S Mechanical Service, King Heating and Cooling, Porthouse Heating and Cooling, and Wind City. Not sure if you heard of any of these guys before, John. Okay. Well, these guys, these are the guys that come up as first options on Google, right? So anytime anybody goes on Google and they hit anything that has to do with heating and cooling or HVAC, these companies pop up as your first options. And that's where we would be placing JS and ES, is on that first page of Google as one of the top recommended options on the first page. Now, as far as a company website, I'm not sure if Tara asked you for that or not. Do you have one yet, or is that not something you got to yet, John?
No, I don't have a actual website yet.
Okay. The only reason I'm asking is that part of the service that we offer, since we do want to place you as one of the top recommended on the first page of Google, we would build the website for you, and we wouldn't charge you anything additional for it, John. It's already included within our service. Okay. I did send over to you a text message with a sample website. Would you mind letting me know if you got that? It's a link. It's going to say, here, let me open it up. Air care specialist. Do you mind letting me know if you received that?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, so right there where it says air care specialist, obviously the title would be JS and ES HVAC LLC. And then right underneath that where it says expert services, obviously we'll list the services that you offer the public, John, right? Like, in this case, they do air conditioning maintenance, air duct leakage, commercial HVAC services. So whatever services it is that you render the public, we'll list them on here. And if you have any pictures of the work that you do, John, we can also list those on the website that we would do for JS. Okay. And then right underneath that where it says our story, we'll obviously talk about, you know, how much experience you have under your belt, right? Because I mean, I know you opened the company just a little bit ago, but I'm sure that you have quite a bit more experience than just a month or two. All right, so we'll list that on the website. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom right there where it says hours of operation, obviously we'll list the hours that you're available to, you know, take calls from the clients. And then under navigation, how far outside of South Holland you're willing to travel for new customers. And if you look at the bottom right portion of it, there's like a little text message and phone icon. Do you see those in a little circle? Yeah, so we'll link your number up to that, John. So the number ending in 5555, we'll link that up to there. So when the customer is ready to call you, they don't have to look up your number. All they'll do is hit the little phone icon, and then they'll dial you directly. Okay. So aside from building, excuse me, aside from putting you on the first page of Google, We would build that website for you. Now, are you listed on any type of social media so far, John?
No.
Okay, so you don't have social media set up yet. Okay, perfect. So we work hand by hand with, we work hand by hand with Facebook. And the reason that I was asking you that is that we would help you build a business Facebook account for JAS and ES, and then we would run ads on Facebook for the company. Okay, that's another feature that's already included within our service. Okay, we also work hand by hand with Yelp, and then lastly, we work with Apple for anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches. We would also list you on the Apple platform. Okay. So our monthly service, John, it's actually quite affordable, brother. That's why the positions on the first page get filled in pretty quick. It's only $249 a month with a $99 setup charge. And you only pay that setup fee the first month. So the first month you would only be paying that $99 setup fee. The month-to-month rate pricing is $249, and that's a flat rate, John. There's no hidden charges, no hidden fees, and that includes the website, just so you know. So we're not charging you separate to build the website for JS. That includes the website. It includes putting you on the first page of Google. It includes the Yelp, the Apple, and the Bing, and, of course, the ads on Facebook. They're all covered under that $249 umbrella. And then there's no contract attached, John. It's a month-to-month service, which means that you're able to stop or cancel the service at any time. But if I'm being frank with you, you know, if we're keeping you busy and we're keeping that consistency flow of work coming in, I mean, I highly doubt that you would want to cancel the service, right? Because at the end of the day, what matters is that you get work, right, and that we produce results. And that's what Google does. You know, it's definitely keep you busy. You know, it's, I tell you, and I'll just be very straight with you. I mean, we're not a company that's going to promise that you're going to be a millionaire and that you're going to have 100 jobs in 1 month. That's all a bunch of baloney, right? But I mean, busy, you definitely will be, you know, on that first page of Google. Now, John, do you take pictures of the work that you do by any chance?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. The only reason I'm...
$250 a month, though?
$249 a month, correct. Mm-hmm. $249 a month. But see, we're not a lead-generated service provider, right? Because I'm reading the notes here of Tara, and I see that you signed up with Angie's List, right? So it's completely, it's completely night and day, brother, right? And this is what a lot of people don't understand, right? I mean... And I don't like bad-mouthing any other company, brother, because I don't think that's how business is conducted. But I will hit you with some facts. Angie's List, by any chance, do you know where they get their leads from?
No.
They get them from Google, John. Right? So Angie's List, what they do is that they put an ad themselves on Google. They get their leads from Google. And they turn around and sell them to their clients, you know, three or four times the amount. And then what they also do is that they share the leads, right? So the same lead that they give you, they provide that to about five or six other business owners, right? So the difference when you're on Google, I'm sorry, say what now?
No, you're good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I said the difference when you're on Google is that you pay that flat rate of $249, and it doesn't matter how many jobs, how many leads, how many clients reach out to you, you don't pay a dime more. That's all you're paying is $249, right? So it's different because when you accept the lead from Angie's, you know, you got to cough up $25, $30, $40, and that lead is not even guaranteed, right? I mean, whether you get the job or not, you still got to pay Angie's a percentage for accepting the lead, right? So it works completely different, right?
It's too much right now, to be honest.
Say what now?
It's just a bit much at the moment, man. I'm not going to lie. I got to Like, I just restocked everything, so I'm 250 right now. I wouldn't even be able to do it.
Okay, even if we're able to get you quite a bit of work, you know, I mean, placing you on that first page.
I don't have the money right now. I'm glad you don't have the money. So
I see.
I'm not going to work for that.
Gotcha, gotcha. I mean, if it's a monetary issue, John, I mean, the best that I can do, I mean, to give you an introductory rate so you can try out the Google services and see the difference, I mean, is as a courtesy to allow you to try the services at $199. But, I mean, that's definitely our bottom dollar, and we normally, you know, don't offer those rates.
Yeah,
because
it's still the other. You still got that set that $99, though, so it's still about $300. I mean, it's probably going to be taxed on it, too.
No, there's no tax on it, John. And here, this is what I'll do. I mean, I'm not trying to waste your time, brother. I promise you that. I mean, if you're serious to give it a shot and see the difference between being on Google than being on Angie's, I'll go ahead and waive that $99 setup fee. I mean, I, as a supervisor, I have the right to do that. You know, I mean, especially if you're telling me that you're in a bind, right, that you don't have money right now. So I can do that for you, and I can get you started for $199 if you're serious about, you know, bringing on more work. Like I said, I mean, you'll see the difference right away, you know, being placed on that first page of Google, you know, right alongside of the competitors of yours that I told you that are on that first page. All those guys, they all have, you know, Google listings. None of them are on Angie's, you know. And you know, let me ask you something, John. When you do searches yourself, do you use Angie's to search for things, or do you use Google? No, it's a legit question, because it surprises me a lot of times that people use services they don't, they never use themselves, and yet the one service that they know that works and they use all the time, they don't utilize, you know? So that's why I'm asking, you know? It's very, very straight to the point, man. So, I mean, if it's something that you're really interested in, man, and you want to, you know, bring on more clients and be on that first page, I'll go ahead and get you on board for $199, man, since you're telling me you're having a hardship. And then at that point, you'll make a decision.
And then I can cancel it after this month?
Yeah, you can cancel it at any time that you want, brother. You're not obligated to stay with us 3 months, 6 months, a year. You can cancel it whenever you want. But I'm going to be straight with you. Once you see the difference between us and what you're doing now, I don't think you're going to be canceling us. I'm just going to tell you. I'm going to be straight with you. I don't think it would be us that you're going to want to cancel.
All right.
What's your last name, John? Is it Lopez?
Lopez.
Are you Spanish speaking, John?
Yeah, I speak both.
Oh, okay. Yo también, yo hablo español. When I seen Tara put your last name here, I normally don't get too many John Lopez, you know? Because normally when it's John, the last name would be like Williams or Scott or something, you know?
Smith.
So when I seen your last name, I was like, well, maybe this is a typo, you know?
It's supposed to be Juan Lopez.
Man, I can't, I don't want to, you know, I'm trying to keep my job, John. I'm not trying to come across as a, but
I got you.
To say the least, that would make a little more sense to me if I said Juan Lopez. Okay. What's your email address, brother?
Let's go JSESHVAC@gmail.com.
At Gmail. ¿Y eres Mexicano, John, or de dónde eres?
Sí, Mexicano.
Oh.
But
okay.
I was born.
Yeah, me too. Same thing, bro. Yo también, you know, just like you. In Mexico, they call us pochos, you know. So,
yeah, they call us a lot.
Yeah, they, you know, it's funny, bro. I mean, I don't mean to jump off topic, but, you know, I have a home and out in Mexico. And, you know, when I go out there, I mean, I speak fluently, right? Cause my parents, I'm first generation. Mi papá y mi mamá, ninguno de los dos hablaba inglés, right? Neither of them spoke English. So, Spanish was my first language. But it's funny because, you know, there's a saying, it says, we're not American enough for the Americans and we're not Mexican enough for the Mexicans. Cause when I go out there, you know, I'm categorized as like a pocho, which means like they see me as an American, right? You know, like, oh, this guy, he's a Mexican American, Mr. You know, badass out here. And it's like, no, man, I'm just, I'm just trying to fit in. And then there's a saying here when we're in the States, it's like, hey, you're not American. And oh, man, that's funny.
Mexican.
John, what address do you have the business registered to? Don't worry, we're not going to put it on Google. It's just for our records.
The address is 1638 Woodlawn West Avenue.
Okay. Hold on, I think you lost me there. 1613. And then you said 8 or 8?
Yeah, the number 8.
Okay, so is it all together then? 1-6-1-3-8 or no?
8. Yep.
Okay.
1-6-1-3-8. And then Wood Lawn. That's one word.
Okay.
West Avenue.
And what's the zip code?
60437.
37. Okay. Is that in Joliet?
South Highland.
Okay. Hold on. Aquí no sé qué estoy haciendo mal, pero no me está apareciendo. So, ya me apareció 16138 Woodland Avenue, right?
16138 Woodland, Woodlawn, West Avenue, South Holland.
Okay.
So you know?
Yeah, ya me salió, yeah. Okay. Now, what days and what times that you wanted to show on Google, John, que estás abierto for the public? What times can they ring you up?
Monday to Saturday.
All right. Hold on here for a second. Monday through Saturday. Okay.
Monday through Friday, actually.
Okay.
8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
to 6 p.m.
8 to 6. Okay. And then how far are you willing to travel for new customers, brother? Like outside of South Holland. ¿Cuántas millas?
30 minutes.
30 minutes? All right. I'll put you down for about 30 miles. Is that cool?
Yeah, 30 minutes.
Yeah, okay. All right.
No, that's way too far.
30, yeah, okay. So 30 minutes, about 20 miles then. All right. Okay, perfect. All right, and do you take pictures of the work that you do, John?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just asking because we'll need them to.
Hey, actually, go 15 miles. I don't want to end up going too far into Indiana just in case.
Okay, hold on. Let me change it. Permítame.
Yeah, no problem.
Needs one, please. Okay. And Don, tomorrow you'll get a call from our IT guys, right? Those are the guys that are going to do the website, are going to put you on Google, are going to put you on Apple. They do all the back end work for us. What time tomorrow would you have about, 20 or 30 minutes to spare?
Whenever they want.
Okay. ¿Prefieres en la mañana o en la tarde, brother?
Whenever
in the afternoon. Okay. I have a 10 a.m. I'm looking at their calendar. Is 10 a.m. okay with you, bro?
Perfecto.
Okay. Now, you do speak Spanish, bro. Some people tell me they speak Spanish, and when I hear their accent, I'm like, oh, okay, you speak a little bit of Spanish, but for the most part, I've heard your Spanish.
they either miss that L or that S.
Yeah, exactly, bro. See, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, man. They're like, sí, sí, habla español. And then they start speaking to you, and you're like, oh, okay. I see the type of Spanish you speak.
I got you.
John, I need to create a password for the account. This is in case you ever call us or we call you to make sure it's you on the phone. I have three questions. I'm going to shoot one to you, and whatever one you choose, the answer to that will be the password for the account. So I have city you were born in, your pet's first name,
okay,
or your mom's maiden name.
Mom's maiden name.
No, okay. ¿Cuál es?
Ibarra.
Ibarra.
I-B.
Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar. I-B-A-R-R-A.
I-B. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, bro, I'm super Mexicano, brother. I mean, believe me, but I know why you spell that out, because most people que no sabe will misspell that for sure. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be over there trying to type it in later. Damn, I know I said it. I should have spelled it.
Right. All right, let's see here. Okay, perfect. And then, John, you do have access to the email that you provided, right? Because I'm going to send the confirmations there, jseshvac@gmail.com.
Yep.
All right, perfect. All right, and then regarding the $199, oh, hold on, I got to change that pricing here. Give me a second. How did you want to take care of that, John? We take Visa, MasterCard, and American Express.
I got a Visa right here.
Visa, okay. And does it say John Lopez or do you say JSESHVAC?
John Lopez.
John Lopez, okay. No middle initial, John?
No.
Okay. All right, brother. When you're ready, go ahead.
4-7-8-2-0-0-2-0-7-5-9-8-3-5-6-1.
Okay. And expiration date?
10/29.
Okay. And then the CC code, it's going to be the 3 behind the card.
210.
210. Okay. All right. Stand by with me here for a second while I verify that the card you provided is a valid one. And let me also make some pricing adjustments. I got to change the price over here, too. Bear with me one second. While I do that, I do have to read our disclosure to you, so this will be pretty quick. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification, John. The reason behind this is that we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's something you don't understand, let me know. I'll clarify it for you. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. The call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure that I do have everything correct, John, can you please state the name of the company?
JSESHVAC.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
John Lopez, owner.
Perfect. And you are an authorized party on the billing account?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. To get results as fast as possible, John, we also ask that you are involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yeah.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward. All we ask, if at any point you bring another company on board, that you keep us in the loop. Also, your payment will be processed today, which is January 6th, and it's going to be in the reduced courtesy amount that I did here for you for $199. Your next payment will not be due until February 6th, and that's going to be your flat rate, $199. Keep in mind, John, that this is not a contract. It's a month-to-month service, so you have the right to stop or cancel it at any time if we're not meeting your expectations. Simply by calling our customer service number, which is the same one that I text you from, John. You know where you got the website link, the 877-635-6225?
Yeah.
That's our customer service number. So do me a favor and save that number. Okay. And then lastly, do you understand and agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Bear with me here one quick second.
Yes, I do.
Dame un momentito aquí nomás. Okay. All right. In a second, you'll start getting text messages. You'll start getting emails, you know, saying welcome to the company. Va a haber un email en particular, John, que te va a llegar that needs you to fill that out. It's really simple. It's just saying that you give us permission to call or text you, and that the information you provided is correct. If you have like 2 or 3 minutes, brother, I can walk you through it. So this way, when they call you tomorrow, it makes, you know, it takes about, you know, 10 or 15 minutes off that time. Or I can just tell you how to do it and you can do it yourself. But if you can access your email, I can walk you through it. It's really quick. Déjame mirar.
I'm sure it's got to be simple, though, right?
It's really simple, brother. It's going
I'm
to, yeah, here, let me, déjame ver si ya te, déjame ver si ya te llegó. Permíteme. Yeah, it's showing that you got it already, brother, to the email that you provided me.
Yeah,
if, when you open that up, it's going to say, here, I'll walk you through it right quick. It's que estaba making sure that the pricing was adjusted here. By the seat, hello, John. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Y luego allá abajito, you're going to look for a little sign that says, please click here to accept subscription terms. It's going to be like in little blue letters. Let me know if you see that.
Oh, click here to accept the subscription
terms. Yeah. Oprímale ahí. Click there, brother. And then once you click there, it's going to take you to another page that says on the top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. And luego what you want to do towards the bottom, you want to look for your phone number, 630-803-5555. Do you see your number? Right underneath your number, hay dos cajitas that you got to click on, John. The first cajita says, I agree to receive SMS to my phone number, which is SMS is another word for text messages. And then right underneath that one says, okay. I certify and authorize that I'm the cardholder and signer of the credit card and that the information I provided is complete and accurate. So basically saying that all the information that you gave us, yeah. So once you click on both of those boxes, right underneath that, like two or three sentences underneath that, by the seed signature, your name, it's going to say John Lopez. Let me know if you see your name, brother.
Yep.
Right under John Lopez, hay una cajita en color naranja that says click here and type your name. You have to type your name exactly as it is right there. John, capital J, and then Lopez, capital L. Once you do that, you hit confirm signature right underneath that. If it doesn't let you hit confirm signature, you got to turn your phone sideways because I hear a lot of people tell me that. So you got to turn your phone sideways. Once you do that, let me know when you do that, and I'll check on my end that we got it. And what this is going to do is going to give you access to our dashboard where you're able to see, you know, how many calls are generated, cuánta gente se mete a Google and clicked on your profile and all of that fun stuff. It's going to ask you, it's going to ask you for your dashboard credentials. That's how you know you did it correctly. If it's asking you for credentials.
Just get the profile signature.
Yeah.
It's asking for the username and password.
Yeah, so you'll get those tomorrow from our IT guys, John. Pero ya está todo de tu parte, okay. Brother. Yeah, you're set on your end. Let me be the first one to say welcome to the family, brother. You know, I know you were a little skeptical, you know, pero créeme, man. Te lo digo en buena onda, bro. Creo que te va a gustar mucho mejor este servicio, only because it's going to be a flat rate a month. And believe me, man, if we're bringing in work, $200, te va a ser a piece of cake para pagarnos once a month. Again, you know, what we look for, John, is to have a long-term relationship with JSES, and we know that the only way of doing that is by producing results, brother. So, again, welcome to the family. Just do me a favor, bro. Make sure that at 10 a.m. you don't miss the phone call tomorrow because it's with our IT guys. You know, they want to make sure they got everything they need to get that website going and get all the details they need to get the ball rolling. So, you know, you're all set on our end, John. Muchas gracias, brother. Like I said, welcome to the family, and we'll be in touch mañana a las 10 de la mañana.
I appreciate it.
Okay. All right, John, do you have any other questions for me, brother? Any concerns, questions? You can always feel free to shoot me a call. Here, let me shoot you my number, John. Let me know if you got it. I'll shoot you my direct number, and I'll include my extension on there.
How long would it take before, like, the everything is, like, processed through Google and all that?
Yeah, so that's a good question, right? So in order for us, you're gonna see the website. You're going to see Bing. You're going to see Apple. You're going to see the primary listings. Those are going to be done within 7 to 14 days. Ya vas a mirar los listings que van a estar available to the public. The only thing que nos toma un couple of weeks after that is to get you verified through Google. Pero tú ya tienes tu LLC, ¿verdad? So it shouldn't be a hard process to get the verification process done, you know. But that's all. Google just wants to make sure you're a legit company, brother. That's all it is.
Okay. So it'll take like a week or two before like it'll actually be on.
Yeah, before you start seeing the you know, the first platforms, you're gonna give it dale como unas dos semanas, and then cuando te pidamos todo, when they call you on tomorrow, make sure you provide everything that they ask you for, John. You know, like because they'll ask you for pictures and all stuff, the copy of the LLC, todo, so we can get everything you know, pushed over with Google as soon as possible para que empezarte a mirar el listado on Google, ¿verdad? But, okay. Yeah, para mirar las first platforms, give it about a couple of weeks, brother.
All right.
And if you have any questions or concerns, bro, I shot you my number. Always feel free to, you know, shoot me a text or give me a call. Hey, y yo, si ocupo hacer algo para ti, like, I can always help you with it, bro. You know, I mean, so don't hesitate to, you know, always shoot me a call or a text message. I'll be more than happy to help as well, brother.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Nah, thank you, John, for giving us a shot, man. I know que estabas un poco, you know, indeciso, you know, a little bit, you know. But like I said, bro, I don't think you're gonna regret the decision you made today, man. I think it's gonna be a good one, and nevertheless, a positive one for JES, man. So again, thank you, brother. We'll be in touch. And again, please don't miss the phone call mañana, a las 10.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right, John. Have a good one, brother. Te cuidas, man.
You too.
All right, brother. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.